From the Life of President Spencer W. Kimball. Reading the Bible. The first picture shows Spencer W. Kimball, when he was about 14 years old, sitting in state conference. Brigham Young's daughter, Sousa Gates, was the speaker. She asked the question, "How many of you have read the Bible through?" Spencer looked around. There were about 1,000 people in the hall, but only 5 or 6 hands went up. "I read the funny papers all the time," he thought. "I've read so many books, yet I've never read the Holy Bible. Why?" Later, as Spencer was walking home from church, he decided, "I'm going to read the Bible from cover to cover, like Sister Gates said. I will, I will, I will." When he got home, he found the family Bible, went up to the unfinished attic where he slept, lit a lamp, and opened to the first chapter of Genesis. "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." He read every night, even when he was confused by what he read. "I don't really understand this part, but I'm sure it will be worth it to keep reading. At least I'll have some idea of what's in the Bible when I'm finished." A year later, he closed the book, having read the whole thing. He had learned not only more about the Bible, but also that he could set a goal and achieve it. Note, from Edward L. Kimball and Andrew E. Kimball, Jr., Spencer W. Kimball, 1977, pages 56 through 57, and Teachings of the Presidents of the Church, Spencer W. Kimball, 2005, pages 59 and 60. End of note. End of section from the Life of President Spencer W. Kimball, Reading the Bible.